On January 6th, youth leaders from the Campaign for Nonviolent Schools, also known as CNS, hosted an expert panel for youth and adults. This panel was designed to provide skills and steps that students, parents, teachers, as well as community members could use to end interpersonal and biased violence in their schools and communities. You're about to hear highlights from the panel. First, Steve Carr from the International Institute for Restorative Practices.
Every single day, there's students in the Philadelphia Public Schools coming into school, sitting in a classroom, bringing all of their needs and looking at a teacher and saying, will you help me grow? Will you help me learn? Will you help me navigate this very complex thing called life? With restorative practices, it is really ultimately a leadership model. There's a lot of different pieces that need to be taken a look at in all of this, but we say, how are the people in charge, the leaders, the people with influence, how are they going to exercise that influence in a way that has people want to come to the table, to be engaged, to feel safe, to want to be in those classrooms, to risk learning, because we all know to learn, it requires a state of vulnerability. Okay, so how do we create those environments in the classroom so that learning can take place?
Boomi Samuels from Philadelphia Freedom Schools.
From the standpoint of what you need inside of a school to make a school successful, there's a great lack of training that is taking place in the school district. A young teacher coming into a classroom facing a large amount of issues that young people are coming into the classroom with, not really knowing how to manage a class, not really knowing how to deal with instruction, not really knowing how to meet a young person where they are in terms of instruction, that's a major issue when you talk about enhancing a young person's experience in the classroom. You have to be able to really know what they're coming with and also know how to deliver the curriculum that will help them to engage not only the world they're seeing inside the school, but also the world they're seeing outside the school.
Helen Gim, board member of Asian American United.
People should not be surprised that children arrive at schools with biases, stereotypes, and misperceptions about other people. This is the first time that they will likely meet people of different races, with different languages. Why is it upsetting or offensive that people don't understand someone else's religion or their culture, or why they don't speak English properly, or why don't they speak English at all? I mean, this, to me, high school and school is a place to work out those things, and that people should not be afraid or angry or upset when those things happen. But what's angry and upsetting is when bias happens, stereotypes and hateful language gets used, and people just walk away like, oh, well, we'll just make sure that doesn't happen again. Or hopefully I won't be around the next time it happens.
Neil Giet, a Philadelphia high school teacher.
While we're here today to talk about nonviolence, I mean, the recipes for nonviolence, for changing a culture of a school are pretty straightforward. You need, number one, to engage students, staff, and administrators in the building and give them the opportunity to build functional and meaningful relationships with people. Because I don't think anybody here would disagree either, that we cannot move anywhere as a teacher, as an administrator, as a student, if you don't have fundamental relationships built with the people that you're working with, hands down. Then finally, in addition to having those relationships, you need to build a feasible, a reliable and consistent academic program that meets the needs of as many students as possible. Now, on the course of that, kids are going to falter, adults are going to falter. And so schools and adults and children need the mechanisms to address these issues and come to terms with mistakes that they make and people that they hurt on the way. And so part of the reason I'm here is because I've seen, I believe as an educator, that helping kids become responsible for things that they've done and adults become responsible for things that they've done is part of what making an essential and active citizen is all about.
Azeem Hill, youth leader from the Philadelphia Student Union and the Campaign for Nonviolent Schools.
I think one of the main issues we forget, you know, when it comes to addressing like the overall issue in our schools is that we forget who this school system is structured around, and it's structured around a student. So if we have problems with students, why aren't we asking students for solutions? Even if they're not if they don't agree on the same solution, I think our school should be places to help students you know, understand collectively what issues are. And that's what the Campaign for Nonviolent Schools is doing, is creating that model that engages young people in conversations like that.
For more information about the Campaign for Nonviolent Schools panel, go to www.campaignfornonviolentschools.org, all one word. This piece was edited by Andrea Job, and I'm Shayla Johnson, and you're listening to On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union.